Some of you think that the Holy Ghost is just something you can just open drawer. Hey, Holy Ghost, phew, and then you close back. You don't finish, and then you close back. Anytime you like. So Holy Ghost, let me tell you something. Those that flow in the things of the Spirit, that have a relationship with God, they are those who devote more time to the things of the Spirit. Those who fall easily to fornication. Those who fall easily to anger. Those who fall easily to whatever worldliness, whatever sin at all, besetting sin. Always watch. You have less time for the things of the Spirit, like the Word of God, prayers, meditation, and reading some other books. You give less time to it. You are the type, when a spiritual battle comes up, it's difficult for you to face it. Because before you walk yourself in the Spirit, the thing has finished dealing with you. In your dream, what do you see? It's defeat, 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 because your spirit man is weak. But this period of consecration, these 21 days, we don't have a register to force people. And I've told you, I said, your Christian life, don't measure it with another person. It is first and foremost an individual thing. When a sister was telling me she's worried, but now my husband, we'll come together, we'll call him, let's come and pray. Maybe you're hearing me now. He said, let's pray. He will not come. He will not come for prayer. But she remembers the day she received the Holy Ghost. Watching us in a Holy Ghost program. Something happened to her in her room. And from then on, things have been happening. And the husband, she will say, let's come and pray now. The husband will say, just go ahead. You just go ahead. And she's getting worried. They might want to pull me back. I say, so your husband, no join you pray. It's affecting your spiritual life, Abby. I say, you don't do like that. And maybe somebody is sitting here like that too. It's not a family affair. Husband and wife, listen, in most cases, and I've observed it, husband and wife, you are not always in the same spiritual level. One is always the one dragging the other. And it may be your wife dragging you. And you that you are dragging, bear with the weaker one. If he says he will not join you, as long as he's not stopping you from praying, you have no problem. You only have problem when you want to start. You say, I better stop that one. Go into the kitchen, give me food to chop. Oh my Jesus. That's where you have problem. But you say, I better do your prayer. Leave me alone. I want sleep. You just pray. Pray and pray for him too. Praise the Lord. It is an individual affair. Therefore, you don't begin to make it look like a group. If you depend on your friend may draw you back. And don't, during that consecration period, choose who you relate with. If you see anybody during the consecration period, say it's your friend, it's your brother, your sister, and every time you come together, he's complaining how they fast and they bite and reach. Run away from him. He's trying to weaken you. Hey, sister, how you be today? Hi, my body's already shaking me. Hungry, now they wire me now. Why are you telling me? What for? If you want to share with me, share the blessing of fasting, not the problem of fasting. After all, if you fast, you don't go hungry. You must hungry now. We decided to go hungry. That's why we are fasting. So, why are you announcing that you're hungry? That means the fasting is effective. But the truth is, if he can get you, you said, now throw. Me yesterday, now 2 o'clock, I break. I say, God, you go understand. I thought, cannot be only me. Me said, yesterday, now 12, I break. Somebody here, nothing will pull you back. It's an estate because why I'm stressing this? Amen. Why I am stressing this is because very soon there will be no more time to receive the Holy Ghost. Revelation chapter 10 will come into effect. That archangel will stand up, and that archangel is the Lord Jesus Christ. it will stand up from the mercy seat. And there will be no more mercy. The next thing that this world will experience is what the Bible called the day of the Lord. And it's a day of vengeance. What does the scripture say? 2 Peter chapter 3. Let's read it. Let's read it even from verse 1. Listen, this is Peter telling the church. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days, who? Scoffers, walking after their own lusts, their own heart desires, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since all days, since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation now. Let's read on. Praise the Lord. Let's read on up to verse 15 or so. For this, they willingly, because they know, they're willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old. He spoke it and it came to pass. And the earth standing out of the water and in the water is by the word of God. Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Through who did he give that word? Through Noah. Thus said the Lord. They did not believe. But the word of God came to pass that I will destroy this world with water. Noah, build an ark. Only those who will enter this ark will be saved. Did the word come to pass? It did. Verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word I kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Then he added, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. What is that one thing? That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. As far as God is concerned, when you are calculating your time, when you have counted 1,000 years before God, now good morning. Now one day be that. 1,000 years, so from the ascension of Jesus Christ till now, it's about 2,000 years. And from the ascension, the apostles kept saying, he's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. And from that time till now, how many years? 2,000 years. While you are thinking he has stayed long, God just said, now only 2 days. Now only 2 days. So when God says, I'm coming soon, you can understand what he means. The next verse. Praise the Lord. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. But the Lord is long-suffering to us, what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Verse 10. And this is my emphasis now. There is a day of the Lord. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. And this is what will happen. In the which the heavens, all this sky, atmosphere around us, shall pass away with a great noise. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burnt up. They shall be burnt up. Praise the Lord. They shall be burnt up. Then he added in verse 11. He says, seeing then that all these things that we are seeing with our eyes, including the fine cars you are riding, the fine buildings you have, now all these things, including all the satellites and everything, all of you that own whatever you own, see that all these things shall be dissolved. He said, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy lifestyle, conversation, and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. But we here, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, what are we looking for? New heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Praise the Lord. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent, that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And verse 15, an account that the long-suffering of our Lord, why he has been waiting all this while, is for our salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. And that's the reason we say it the way we say it now. Believing that somebody will have a reason to rearrange your life again. That we are right in the middle of a program of God that is soon rounding up the salvation of the Gentiles. The gathering together of the bride of Jesus Christ. It will not last forever. It is a mystery, but it is rounding up. The time is short. Brother Elvis, you were sharing the revelation with me. Come, tell them. And not only you, God has been telling to people one by one.
It was on Friday when I came in. I told Ennis, I said, I had a very great visitation yesterday. The angel of the Lord appeared to me and he said, the time is short. And he disappeared.
See? And not only him. He's been telling people around the world, even sitting down here, many of you have sent such messages to me of visitation. You think he's entertaining you? He's leaving himself a witness. Why he told you is because you're an evangelist. So now you go and tell the people. That's why he's showing you. That's why he's telling you. And he may be telling you, sister, because you are not taking things seriously, so that you will be more serious. The same thing may be telling you, brother, that you are playing with your salvation, that the time is too short for you to be giving him condition and condition and condition. I am sure that as I study these scriptures and I see the dealing of God with me as a person and see the fulfillment of scriptures going on all around the world right before our eyes, I am convinced that Christ will soon come. And especially when I see the wickedness and the evil that is going on in the world and all the uncertainties that are going on in the world, I know that God will not fold his hands and allow this wickedness to continue for too long. We are man now. Life has no value again. Where it is easy now to kill, easier to kill than to help somebody. Man has become the complete animal that Satan designed him to be. No more conscience. No more fear of God. Man is going on. Freedom, 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 freedom. Freedom to do everything. Freedom to do everything. In Europe and the so-called advanced countries, so much of human right, human right, human right, human right, until Satan has hijacked that and broken it down. As far as human right is concerned. I was in Belgium some time ago, and right before me, I was seeing two young men kissing themselves openly and holding themselves the way boy and girlfriend do. And when I was screaming, my brother that was with me said, he said, this is a common here. See? We are leaving for another town and we followed a train from Belgium, from their capital there. We are going out. And as long as I think that road could be as long as Oshodi to mile 2, the length. And from the train, from the window, is a particular stretch of a street. Houses lined up and they are shops. They are supposed to be shops. What are those shops displaying? Naked women. From beginning to the end. And on top, the train is on top. And then we are looking at them. And you just choose which type you want. Then people are going, and when you come, she will do you like this. Naked. I didn't say wear pants. I said naked. And when I asked my friend, he said they have license for it. Government licensed them. They are not illegal. You are illegal if you don't have license. I said, why? He said, because they pay tax. So they have identity card. Well, why I say so is, 2 days ago, I saw a post that somebody sent. I was saying, see the extent that life is now. And in that same Europe, a woman, she's black, a woman was walking at the airport lounge. And it's like a very big airport. And she was naked. No pants, no bra. And she was walking and going. And people were getting embarrassed. And everybody was laughing. What is this? Somebody, the person, you know, was filming and following her, and following her, following her. And then she would go, sometimes she would do and shake her breasts. Then sometimes she would bend. Now, you know what she was doing? The law says you have freedom as long as you don't affect another person. The law is, if you don't want to see, look away. She has her freedom. That is how she wants to walk. And a policeman was following to make sure nobody touches her. And you think God will allow that to continue? That is an evidence that the end is nearer than we know. See the nonsense that is going on everywhere. Ritual killers. They carry human beings now and put them like they capture goats ready for some sacrifices of some ceremony. One by one, next, they will go there and slaughter you. And politics is going on now. You will see people appearing and disappearing and all manner of things. No more value for life. How you think God is going to allow that to happen for so long? I don't think so. That's why, me, it's time for us to look up. More up than achieving anything on earth here. We'll make whatever business you do continue. Enjoy the best you can enjoy. But I don't even know what you enjoy. When, even if you have money, you can't spend it. You're afraid to let people know you have money because the next day they can come and kidnap you. So I don't even know where the peace is now. You get money, problem. You don't get money, say, problem again. So where is peace? Nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. You think that if you surround yourself with armed men all around you, they cannot get you. If they mean to get you, they will get you. Except they don't mean you. except they don't mean you. Years back, we heard of one of those politicians that was assassinated, and he was in the convoy of a governor. He was in the convoy of a governor, and the vehicle that he was in was bulletproof. Bulletproof. Technology has gone that they programmed that car with phone, with application, that while the man was going, they wind down the glass and shot him. Is that not what they teach us in film? Now they watch out for film. And there we learn them. It's there for film, movie. They wind down and killed him. We know it was in the news some years back. A big politician. And you think God will allow that to continue? And the best decision somebody here you have made is to be in Christ. And the best decision you can make is to remain in Christ. Don't step out of that city of refuge. We shall continue next time. Can we stand up? Nations are breaking. Can we sing it? Israel is awakening. The sign that the prophets foretold. 161 in our hymn book. Look up. Your redemption is near. Everybody now, nations are breaking, Israel's awaking, signs that the prophets foretold, the Gentile is numbered with horrors a combat, eternity soon will unfold. Be filled with the Spirit, your life stream and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The victory is growing, Jerusalem's restoring, a national long betrothed. She is calling, her latter is born. Return, oh, despise to your own. Oh, the day of redemption is there.
And so, there's
not a failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit. Your love sweet and clear.
Look up,
look up. Your redemption is near. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking. God's leading to me on the sky. Yes, sir. God's church is the power. That shake, yes, sir. Oh, the day of redemption is near. Oh, the day of redemption is near.
The song
has had a belly for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your love stream again.
Look
up your Yes, sir.
False prophets are lying. God's truth they are denying. That Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spawns God's revelation, we walk where the apostles have strolled. Oh, the day of redemption is there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.